click on grab. Now, I have not loaded or seen SPS 17. I have been told by people who have that the handouts still work pretty well. There may be a couple that go weird on us, and I'll get them fixed either before or after. Let's find out first what version of SPSS we're going to be using. So we click on graphs, we click on scatter, click on the simple icon and the divine button, and pick your X and your Y variables. And you can put whichever one you want, whichever way. It won't change linearity, it won't change the relationship you get or anything else. But the convention is that causes and predictors go down here, criterion and effects go here. Okay. And what we have here is it's not ugly, it's not horribly linear, but we got a pretty big envelope and not a pretty big sample. So we're not sure whether this is just, you know, a little bit of overestimation here or there, or if we really have some funky distribution. If you want to really know how funky your distribution is, you need hundreds, not dozens. We then go to analyze, correlate, bivariate. I pulled all the variables in. Make sure that you pick the right statistic. And this is going to become very important, especially if you're working on somebody else's machine, because all of these things can be set as defaults. And one of the things that we noticed in 15 and 16 was that two-tailed was the default in correlation. But when you got a correlation matrix out of regression, it used a one-tailed p-value. And so you got the same correlation but different p-values for the same variables out of two different parts of the same package. Okay? So you gotta stop and look. And here's the correlations that you're used to. Nothing really interesting here. You can turn on or off whether you want to get the stars. I think you can change how many stars you get and things like that. Here is an example of how that F test would be used. We've got a correlation of 0.643, so we plug that in squared. We end up with an F of 103. We have 1 and N minus 2 as the degrees of freedom. And then here are some examples of a whole bunch of different ways that you might describe some of these correlations. Were associated with, tended to have. Here's language for group differences with a correlation. So both of these are group differences. We have clinical and experimental students. Both of these are relations between quantitative variables. So you can use those as examples when you're messing about with your write-ups. On Wednesday, we're going to make the transition from talking about correlations, the direction and the strength of the relationship, to regression. Regression is an important place to start because it's a good example of making that transition from statistical output to psychological, or whatever you are, language. Okay? Regression weights tell us more than correlations. They don't just tell us that things are related, they tell us what to expect out of one variable as another variable changes. That's behavior. That's not just statistics, that's not just numbers, that's behavior. And what we'll concentrate on is being able to take regression output and using it to describe behavior, like we were trying to do with correlation today. So nothing to do till Wednesday. Just sort of get yourself organized. We'll see you then. Does anybody need an override? Bring thee thyself up here. And somebody bring a pen. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Hope.
Okay. I have complicatedness.
Okay.
I need to get into this class.
Okay.
And I am almost finished with my stuff. It's taken
Sweet.
Me for a long time.
Hi, Brandon.
But I'm starting to understand everything.
Wonderful.
So that's good.
Yes.
The bad thing is that it's taken a while to get like my eye tracking and like my stuff for my head all uh-huh. like together. So we know what's wrong. So now I'm able to actually like.
Wonderful.
So that's
great news.
When do I need to come by and get you to sign the form? Because I don't
it's
have
it. It's behind you. That's why I wanted a pen.
I didn't bring a pen.
Tracy!
Here's a pen.
How's your break?
I have a pen.
Nicole, what's the number? 6-1. Thanks. I always forget the